Text 1.1. Rewilding.
Our natural landscapes are a pale shadow of what they once were. We've hunted the large predators to extinction, chopped down the forests, and drained the marshes. However, there are groups of conservationists eager to restore the natural world to its former glory, using a controversial technique, rewilding. This means reintroducing creatures to areas where they once roamed freely, before being pushed out by humans. While the US is aiming to return wild, free-ranging bison herds to the prairies of the American West, environmentalists in the UK are hoping to see wolves make a comeback.
Return of the wolf.
The last wolf in Britain was shot in 1680. But now a rewilding project could see them return to Scotland. Those in favour of the scheme argue that by keeping deer on the move so that they cannot overgraze fragile tree seedlings, wolves will turn grassland into forest and create habitats that hundreds of species can use. The wolf is an ideal candidate for reintroduction because there is plenty of habitat and wild prey for the animals, and being shy by nature, they present a very low risk to people.
Local protests.
That does not stop the naysayers from protesting. Farmers are worried that the newly introduced wolves will eat their livestock. Dog walkers fear for the safety of their pets, and young parents fret about the risk to their toddlers. Rewilders insist no reintroduction will be attempted without widespread public consent and enthusiasm. They argue that losses to farmers can be minimised by managing livestock differently, for example, not allowing sheep to roam freely. Additionally, there will be compensation schemes for the small number of possible livestock losses.
Fighting fear.
There is also a lot of work to be done to reassure the public at large. Centuries of demonisation of wolves in myths and folk tales has given people a badly distorted picture of wolves. Most people know very little about wolves, but they loom large in the popular imagination. The big bad wolves of fairy tales, or the raging horror film Werewolf, mean that these particular canines stir deep-seated fears in many people. The truth, however, is that wolves are very wary of humans and keep their distance. People are unlikely ever to see one.
Bringing back the magic.
Elusive the newly introduced wolves may be, but enthusiasts of the project insist that knowing they are out there will help our landscapes regain some of their lost mystery and vitality.